Do you have, do you hold enough you test your morality?
Yes, more is what you have. The Hilchus, the Lachu, where's the highest, the place, the Shechita, the highest place, is Mishupa Koiva Lamata. From the top Koiva, that's by Tehati, the top, all the way on top of the windpipe, that's where it starts to get smaller. Mishupa starts to come smaller. And below that is Ksheira. And this is behind them, that's the same Shia, the Shia Bechiti. If you leave over part of those Chitim, again, Chitim is some type of meat that looks like a white barley. So if you leave over some of that, then the Shechita is still kosher. Another one says, Rav Nachman, Achsha Mishipu Kleva Lamata. Nachman also holds like this, that the highest place upwards you can make the Shechita is from the Shipu Kleva, where the Kleva starts to Shipu, comes slanty, starts to come pointy. Now this is a fat thing, and then the tip of it starts to become pointy, like narrower. So it starts to become narrower, that's where it's Psula. So that's the Shupa Kleva Lamata, below that. Oh, Malay Rav Chonin, Bar Rav Ketin, Rav Nachman. So Rav Chonin, Bar Ketin, etc. Rav Nachman. Keman, who are you saying like? The Chur, like Rav Ben, like Rav Yisrael, Rav Yehuda. Like in our Mishnah, we have a Machlekes that they have to make the Shchit in the Tabas HaGadola. That's way below this, in the top ring of the windpipe. And that was Machlekes that Rav Ben said has to be the whole thing. And Rav Yisrael says Rav, but not above it. So how could you, Rav Nachman, pass the knowledge to Mishnah? So Nachman answered back and said, Omalei anomi lechiluk yadana vlebiluk yadana. So Shan Rashi means the stam names. If to say, don't drain me a cup. I don't know no biluk, I don't know no chiluk. But rather, I know a shmaita to yadana. I know aloha that says like this, that the Yom Rabbi Chiyav Rabba. Om Rabbi Yechanan. The Yom Rilo, some say, Om Rabbi Abba Bazav, Om Rabbi Chanino. The Yamulan, some say, Omer Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Omer Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, that the locha is Mishitu Kleivo Lamata, anywhere below where this Kleivo starts to become narrow, is Ksheira, even though it's all the way up, way above the Tabas HaGadol, so what? The corner goes all the way up, is Ksheira, up until this point. Yes, therefore, Rav Nachman passes like this, not like our Mishnah. And also of Yom Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Mugremes the Rabbonin Ksheira the Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Like in our Mishnah, that's what the Rabbonin say, it's a Psul Mugremes, that according to the Rabbonin, if you make any part of it Lamala on top of the Tabas HaGadola, so you should know, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, it's Ksheira, because he says as long as Rav is done inside, it's Ksheira. Now Mugremes is Ud Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, that even he says, you have to have at least Rav of the Shechita done in the Tabas HaGadola. But we don't have Rav. Rav is above it. That's Psula. You have to know Ksheira Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. It's Ksheira Korns Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. He was the one before enough Yudchesim Abayz on the top there, third long hand, that rice that's brought down there, that Hayyid Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, Al Mugrem Ashi Ksheira. He said always that is Ksheira. So I mean Ksheira means both the Rabbonin and Rabbi Yossi Shita, he holds both of them as Ksheira. So Moreh says, the Chur Pshita of Adam, what's Yechidish over here? Now what do you tell him? Of course, each one holds the other ones as Ksheira. So Moreh says, no. Mada Tzema would have thought to say, this last Chidish, that Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus, that he says in the Braitha, that he says, Mugrem Ashi Ksheira, maybe at the Rabbanan Koi, maybe he's only going on the Rabbanan Shita. That they say, if even the last Miat is above the Tabasis Psula, but then he argues and says, no, it's Ksheira. But maybe if more than Rav, if you don't even have Rav in the Tabas, if Rav was done above the Tabas, maybe he agrees that it's Psula. It's Kamashma, and that's the Chiddush know, that this Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus is arguing even on Rabbi Yossi. Even though Rabbi Yossi says that if Rav is above the Tabas, it's Psula, he yells, no, you should know it's Ksheira. That's the Chiddush's Raisa. Mashmal also hold aloch, like we're saying now, that what's the ikishir of Megremis, what's taka psula, only mishupa kaiv ulamata. But anywhere below that is ksheira. Yeah. Samar says true, v'yeimokhanam, one says like this, that maybe Rabbi Chanin is only arguing on the Rabbanin, but not on Rabbi Yossi. Samar says, I'm kaid, if so, heyedoleh mi boilei. Just as a lesson of heyedoleh. At this we have a lashon of Hayyid Rabbi Chanina, without the word Aleho. If he's only going on the Rabbanan, it should have said he's saying Aedis against just the Rabbanan. Now the stamps of Lashon of Hayit Rabbi Chanina, Mashm is arguing against both of them. Both against the Rabban and according to Rabbi Yossi, he's arguing that both what they hold is called Megremis, he holds is Ksheira. The Mashm says, now the Hilchus of Oskim Achleikis and Echnami, the Hilchus of Rabbi Chanina ben Atugnis. We pass kind of like him. Why? The Koy Rav Nachman Kavosay, Rav Nachman also holds like this. That anywhere from the Shipu Koyvo Lamato, even though it's way above this Tabas, the top ring of the Kono, still the Kono extends above the rings, and still Kshayra to make a Shkita there. Omer Afun, Omer Avasi, Machlekes, where's the Machlekes? I tell you, B'sher Shochat, Shnei Shlish, Yeshechted, two Shlish, two thirds of the Shkita were done in the right place. V'higrim Shlish, the last third was done above. That's where it's a machlekes nivish between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbanan, so Rabbanan shita is kula shkita bina v'tabas gedela. The whole shkita has to be in the highest point of the tabas gedela. But if any part of the shkita is above the tabas gedela, the Rabbanan say it's psuma gremis. For Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Sava know that rubik kula, as long as rov of the shkita was done in the tabas, even though the last mi'at, the last third was done above that, still is ksheira. That's where they argue. Avol higrim shlish v'shachat shnei shlish. What's going to be if he made a shchita only one shlish first, the right place, and then he shechted two shlish, the last two thirds was done above the tabas hagadolim? Then divrei hakav psula. Everybody holds it's psula. Why? Techinovka chiyusa. Because when he got to rave of the simonim, like when he finished half of the simonim, that's where like the kills it. That's where the chiyus lives. Is binan ruba v'shchita. You have to have that, like, the first half, the rave of it, was done v'mokim shchita. For like, here you don't have that. If you only have just the first third. And after that, when you get to the half point, you're cutting already above the tabas, above the mokim shchita, everybody holds this psula. Who has shchita? Oh, my Lord, Chizu says back, no, I don't have just the opposite. Lema mar ifcha, why don't you say the opposite way around? Why don't you say like this? That machleikis, I'll tell you maybe, kishihigrim shlish, v'shachat shnei shlish. Maybe the machlokes is the opposite, where the first shlish was done shlei b'mokim shchita, and then the last two thirds you did b'mokim shchita. And then it's like this: Rabbi Yosef Yudis of our midi dehevia chatzi kono pogum. It's not worse than by the kono of the windpipe. Let's say you have a pagam. Let's say there was a cut before shchita. So as long as rave wasn't cut, it's not called a pagam. It's not called a treifa. So it's not worse. Let's say half of the kono was pogum, was sliced before the shchita. That now you go and shecht, it's kosher. It wasn't a treifa yet. So you see that when you cut by the half, as long as at that time it's b'makom shchita, it's ksheira. See also, even though the first third was done above, but so what? Now when you get to the half point, that's where the shchita is chal, you're b'makom shchita, it's ksheira. And that's shown in Rabbi Yossi. For Rabbanon, hoso makom shchita, hocho lav makom shchita. Rabbanon not even know. If there's a pagam there, the whole pagam, the whole slice-like, is in the makam shchita. So it's not a treifa yet. Now if you finish off that cut, that's called a good shchita. But over here, where you did the first third, above the makam shchita, that's called nothing. Here it's worse. Lav makam shchita, the rabbanim may be held, that's called a psul. Since you do any shechting above the makam shchita, that makes a psul. Avol but, shochat shnei shlish, in the case where you shechted the first two thirds in the right place, Vehigrim shlish, then the last third you did above, maybe the Riyakul Ksheira, maybe everybody else there is kosher. Why not none? Because we have a Gemara letter that says, Ruba Shalakul Kemo. We know by the Shechit, as long as you shecht rave of the Simon, it's enough. Everybody agrees to that. The Havamin at least is. That after you shecht the majority of each Simon, you're allowed to stop. You don't even have to finish off those Simon. So how do you know to say now like this? She answers back, Omalei Rabbi Yezir, here's the setback. Man Naaman, who would tell you to Yehu, Ruba Dasam, that it says later that rave is enough, Lav Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda Katani, Lo Enech Nami. Who told you that? That it's not him, you want to say it goes according to everybody? No. Dilma, maybe it's Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda Katani, Lo. Maybe Enech Nami, that also only goes according to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda. That he says rave is enough, but maybe according to Rabban, Enech Nami, rave of a simon is not enough, you have to have a shkit on those simon. So, Malaya Baya, Baya said back, Otu kol rubi di alma. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Katani, like, how can you say that? We know there's a klal and gan shas all over that rave is kakol rubi kakula. So you want to tell me that klal all over, that Ruvah's kekula, it's only Rabbi Yosef who said it, not Rabbanan? How could that be? Somebody said back to him, no. Avadin kola tera kula, he agrees there's a klal of Ruvah's kekula. If you do rave, that's enough. But ano Ruvah de shchita kamina. I'm talking about here, hilchah shchita. The shemana lohu. The pligi, do we hear there's a machlokes in our Mishnah? That according to the Rabbanan, rave is not enough. You have to have the whole shchita. So vice versa, shchita is a special exact cause of the Rabbanan hold. Rav Lechel Moshe v'Sinai, that you have to have a complete shchita. So only by shchita, the Rabbanan argue. Pray the family, all other places of Abba, the Rabbanan will also agree. Yeah. Rashi says, Kotana di Yozo b'shchita, Basru b'kamina du Rabbi Yisrael Yudhihi, v'lev Rabbanan. To Hashemina lay the pole of the lev, Yamud lev in the b'shchita, Basru b'kamina. For some reason, Rabbanan said, Abba shchita, you don't go Basru raiz. Then the family, all over the places, all over, he agreed that it's in Ruvah Kekula. Yeah. The Gemara says, Lishnachrin, Rabbi Lashon is like this. Amilah, Lishnachrin, Amilah is like this. That Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav Asi, Machloikas, where's the Machloikas? Now Mishnah, Shehigrim Shlish, the opposite. The whole Machloikas is, where they started out, the first third of the Shechita was above the Mokum of the corner. Then Veshachat Shnei Shlish, then the next two thirds of the Shechita, cutting through the simonim, were done in the right place. So the Rabbi Yosef reviewed the Savar, Midi De'avechatik on a pogim. That even though there's a hole, a halfway through, before you start Shechita, still if you continue on as Shira, here also, you see the main thing is where you are by the after the half point. See, after the half point, you're in the Makom HaShechitah Kshera. For Rabbanan says, no, Hosa Makom HaShechitah. Over there, since the Pagam is in the Makom HaShechitah, that's why it's good. But Hoch over here, Lav Makom HaShechitah, here it's not the Makom HaShechitah, here it's worse. So maybe that's the Machlokes. Ah, but what's going to be Shachat Shnei Shlish? For the place we shechted the first two thirds in the right place. For Higrim Shlish. Only the last third of the Shechita was done above the place of Shechita. Everybody agrees that's Kshera. That's the way they learn. Why does not? The Gemara letter that says, Ruba Shalekha Kemo, that Ruba Kekulai, and that learned that even by Shechita goes according to everybody. See, the Gemara says back, no. Maskab Lorav Chizda, Man Lem, who tells you, Tehu Ruba Dossam, not Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who told you, it's not Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Katoni Law, Duma, maybe it's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Katoni Law, maybe it's only Rabbi Yosef says that Alocha, but maybe the Rabbanan argue. So this, and the Rabbanan hold, no, by Shechit, you don't say Ruba Kekula. Omele Rabbi Yosef is so, Otto Karuba Diyam, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Katoni Law, you want to tell me all over Shas that the Ruba Kekula is only according to Rabbi Yosef, it's not Mastavra. Omele said back, yes, Ano Ruba de Shechita Klamina, I'm talking about only Rav of Shechita. Here the Rabbanan argue that they all Shechita needs the whole thing. The Shemana lo de pligi, because Pasha Lashon our Mishnah is, it's a Machlokes, according to Rabbanan, that the whole Shechita has to be B'makom HaShechita. And that even the last meat was done above, they held this Tzula. So if we also slug up this Lashon, that's where we're coming on though. Hadika Machlokes says where the first two thirds were done B'makom HaShechita, just the last third was above, that's a Machlokes. If you need Kula, a Ruba is enough. Telimor says, Higrim Shlish Veshochat Shlish. For Higrim Shlish, what's going to be like this? You first started out above the Makom Shechita. You made Hagroma the first third. Then by the second third of the Shechita, you got the Makom B'mkaymai. And then the last third again was above. What's the halacha? So Rav Huna Amar Rav Kshera. Rav Huna, name of Rav, says, yes, it's Kasha. Since when he got to the more after half point, where the Chiyas goes out, it was the Makom HaShechita's Kshera. Rav Yehuda says no, in the name of Rav Shreifa. As a Machlokes, what did Rav say? Rav Huna said that he said it's Kshera, and Rav Yehuda holds Rav holds a Shreifa. Rav Huna, I'm a Rav Kshera, why? Kinovka, Chiyusa, Veshkita, Kinovka. Like when you get to the point right after the half of the Shechita, that's when the Chiyas, the animal, dies. So at that point, the second third was done, the Mokom HaShechita, so it's a Kashra Shechita. Rav Yehuda, I'm a no, Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav Shreifa. Why? Being in Ruba Veshkita. You have to have, when the Chiyas goes out, that Rav, that there was a Maisa Shechita. So, Ruba Veshechita, you have to have Rav of the Shechita done by Makom HaShechita. Otherwise, it's not called the Maisa Shechita. Veleka, and here, since the first third and the last third was done, Shleidim Kaimai, only the middle third, that comes out, Rav was not done by Makom HaShechita, that's not called the Maisa Shechita. Here's Tashta Machlokes. What's going to be, though, Shochat Shlish? First, they shechted one Shlish above. Vehigrim Shlish.
Don't forget, Shakashtosh is made one Shechita B'mkayma, in the right place. Then the middle third was Higrim Shlish, above the place. And then the last third again was of Shakashtosh. What's here? Here, Rav was done B'Shechita, but B'makam the Chiyas went out, it was Hagrama above. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Kshera. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, that before said he said Psula, now we hold he says Kshera. And yeah, so also the current view of Rav makes a lot of sense, because before he said what it was psula. Why? Because you have to have roiv b'shchita. Over here, roiv of it was done b'shchita, therefore it's kshera. Also, shaynul Ravuna, they came to ask Ravuna. Amu, he said, no, it's a treifa. Ravuna said over here it's treifa. Before Ravuna said it was kshera, and now Ravuna says it's treifa. So it should be very good, because before he said it was kshera, because when the roiv was there, the chiyas went out the makam shchita. Here, by the roiv of the shchita, that middle point, right after the roiv, it's back Rama. Therefore, it's a treifa. So Mara says, Shom Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda heard the psak of Rav Yehuda, and Ikbar, he got angry. Omri said like this to Rav Yehuda said back to Rav Yehuda like this, Oma, trifna o machshir, o machshana torf, like what I say, it's treifa, you say it's kosher. And when you say it's kosher, I say it's treifa, what's going on here? Some Rav Huna says, Shapa ko mikvud. Rav Huna my wife and had karot. He said, Rav Yehuda, you're right, and he got angry at me. The guy had no right here. Hey, so Rav Huna had no right to say it to treifa. Chode iyu shmilei minei derav yanola shmilei. One vice of Rav Huna had karotah, that he didn't hear it clear from Rav, but you heard it clearly from Rav, this case. For Yoit, secondly, huyik ruba b'shchita, the Chura, you're right, in this last case, since Rav of the Shechita was done, then Kaima, it should be called a good Shechita. So Kitzur Rav Huna, a little bit was Chayza. But the Mora said, really, Omer, like Rav Chizah said back to Rav Huna, Leit head of Bacha, don't retract. Bacha, you said good. If you're going to retract now in this last case,